Put him
sir.
On. Put him on.
There you are.
Well, Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
I hope you're feeling better today, sir.
Oh, I'm staying in. I've got George Bean in. Some folks in here visiting with me at the moment, but I'm still kind of staying in bed. I'm not going to go back to the office before Monday if I don't feel any better.
Well, that's the main thing in this country right now, Mr. President, is protect your health. Mr. President, knowing that you haven't been feeling well, I hate to bother you with this, but it's a rather urgent matter in point of time that I'm calling you about. It's about the treatment of my brother-in-law, Neil Pickett, who's the area FHA director for the Houston Gulf Coast, just part of Texas down there.
Yeah.
By the FHA and the FHHA and the FBI. Now, they called him up here and set him in the corner of a desk over there and say they had complaints against him. I haven't told him what they were, except one he's found out. The FBI came to see him about 2 days ago after they had him up here for a week and had a kitchen redone in his house about a year or two ago and accused him of having that done by contractors. Well, he tells me he's got the canceled check, cost about $2,200, paid every single bill. He contracted and hired him. Then they complained that he was using the office for political purposes. He gave a birthday party for you. They demanded to know who paid for the cake. Well, my sister baked the cake herself and took it over there. It just illustrates the nitpicking, complaining of having the birthday party in your honor. Actually, the majority of them in there are still Republicans. And they want to get rid of him because he's a loyal Democrat.
Let me ask you, would you do this if I was doing that, call Nick Katzenbach and relate this to him, and when I get through the meeting, I'll call him and tell him that you've talked to me and for him to get all the facts from you and see what he can find out.
I surely will, Mr.
And
President.
And he'll be glad to look into it.
There's not an accused murderer or rapist in this district that wouldn't be entitled to counsel and know what accusation against him. He's treated worse than a criminal to capital crime.
Well, I'll call him as soon as I get through this meeting, and if you'll call him sometime this afternoon, he'll look into it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
Mr. Bye. Thank you, sir.